Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to pick up your arvo with stacks of fun. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one at Chemist Warehouse. The real house of fragrance this Christmas. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, I'm pretty good, because how are you?
Well, it's always good on a Wednesday because it's time game day.
It is time game day.
There's no reason to be disappointed with the day.
That is true. And we've also got a big guest joining us this hour. Freshly departed, your co-host.
Mm-hmm. He's going to tell us why he's come to his decision, how he feels the day after making his decision. We will chat to him. But I was thinking, just to mix things up.
Yeah.
Normally we like tease the time games coming up,
Yes, keep people listening.
Why don't we just start with it?
Oh my gosh, you're out of control. Give us a call.
Time, bobine, banana, banana, bobine, bee-bine, bobine, time game, Carrie and Tommy's time game.
The show off right. I got a good feeling about today. $9,400 up for grabs.
13106 is our number. Good luck getting through. We'll do it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you Wednesday afternoon, the very funny Pete Hellier is joining us up next.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to
$9,500.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
God, I almost choked on a chip. Dorito.
Yeah, sorry. I threw that over to you far too late. Jasmine, g'day.
Hello.
Jasmine, what do you do with yourself? What are you going to spend the money on? Do you need it?
Yes. Who doesn't need that much money?
That's true.
I'd like to go on a holiday, and I guess it'd go towards Christmas as well for family's Christmas presents and stuff.
Good on you, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Now, just for people who have just joined us potentially for the first time, 5 seconds is all you need on the clock. Jesse will say start. You say stop. If it's on exactly 5 seconds, $9,400 is yours. Sounds good?
Yes, very good.
And if you do lose, of course, there is a little disclaimer. You have to scream, because then you get kicked out of the moon door to your death. Is that still okay?
Scream? Okay.
Good luck.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a little on the wrong side. I hope you
He's
got
not
that
giving much away
ready.
With his little mouth.
His little mouth over there. His little cute whiskers going side
mouth.
To side. Jesse, how did Jasmine go?
6.40.
Oh, sorry, Jasmine. Sorry, can I talk over it? It's me that you need to explain it to, remember, not Jasmine.
I said Jasmine, but it was absolutely for you.
I know. You were looking at me intently. Cameron, how do you feel about time?
Oh, time's of the essence, isn't it?
It is of the essence.
Cameron, that is a better answer than I would have come up
Absolutely. with. Absolutely. Why are we hanging around talking when there's $9,400 up for grabs? I'm going to pass you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
I like the urgency with the button push.
I feel like it might have been a bit long.
Did you have a little bit of a daydream, Cameron, or were you focused?
I forgot what I was doing for a second.
Yeah, I could tell, because I feel like you snapped back into it and went, stop! Oh, gosh. Jesse, how did Cameron go?
6.08.
Oh, sorry, again.
No! He still went.
It's too short.
Yeah. No, that's...
I'm just blaming him for my error. Yeah. I'll get it right this time. I'll get it right, I promise.
G'day, Lee.
G'day, here we go.
Yeah, pretty good. Lee, is it L-E-I-G-H or L-E-E?
L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, my gosh.
Five letters.
Mm, just think a second per letter in your name when this money's yours. Are you ready to go?
Hope so.
Start.
Hang on, sorry. Oh. No, sorry, hang on. Sorry. Lee, that wasn't are you going to win. It was just are you ready? And you said hope so. That's quite a confusing answer. Are you ready to go, Lee?
Yes.
Perfect.
Start.
Stop.
Lee, that was very quick.
It felt quick, didn't it?
Didn't it?
It felt quick.
Have you got somewhere to be, Lee?
No, I just seem to be running out of time all the time. So,
okay.
We're all running out of time, Lee.
Oh gosh, that was unfairly depressing for all of us. Oh well, we're all dying, Lee. How did he go, Jesse?
4.36.
See, I was quiet, wasn't I?
Well done.
Finally got there.
Well done.
Chloe.
It took us $9,400 worth of jackpot.
Chloe, how does that gash sound?
It sounds great, to be honest. I really need it.
What do you need it for? Bills or fun stuff, Chloe?
Well, a bit of both. It'd be nice to go on a bit of a shopping spree, but now that Christmas is coming up, it wouldn't go to waste.
Okay. Well, I hope you get it, Chloe. We're going to pass you over to Jesse. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Passing you over now. Don't forget to scream at the end, okay?
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. For mine, that felt pretty on the money,
yeah,
Chloe.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if the three of us have just been hanging around too long and we've sunk up, but that really...
Sunk up?
Yeah, sunk
Sinked
up.
Sinked up?
No, I just meant we've got the same kitchen sinks. Chloe, how did it feel?
Okay, I don't know if it was a bit too quick, but it felt okay.
Let's find out.
4.88.
Pretty close. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, jackpot's next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, 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 has it not been a big few nights on the project desk? Big few months, really. The mass exodus. That voice, that chuckle there is Pete Hellyer. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Carrie Bickmore and Thomas Little.
Pete.
How are you feeling? You made your announcement that you were stepping down from the project.
I did, and I was just chatting to Tommy off air. I feel amazing. I feel it's one of those things you make the decisions. Obviously, you've gone through it, and you second guess yourself for a little while, and then you know you have to announce it, and you know there's going to be people you need to talk to and tell and explain. And then doing it last night just felt really lovely. You know, once I got the first few words out. And I did have one point where I thought, I should have put this in auto cue. Why didn't I put it in auto cue? Why did I think I could riff this?
Because the adrenaline comes in and
it
nerves
does.
And
it came
stuff.
Quickly. Yeah. Like, we had a great, really fun chat with Guy Pearce.
We'd had a chance to talk before the big announcement. It did make me laugh because the way that we talked about your departure was very different to the way we talked about my departure, where I wasn't planning on telling you the night I was telling you and I push you and we'll lead into the wardrobe.
Into our dressing room. I thought, geez. Known each other for 17 years and it's taken this long.
And Waleed.
And Waleed, I thought, wow.
It's the most interesting third piece to a puzzle ever.
Not just putting a toe in, she's going, shoving off the diving board.
We've had some big, deep conversations the
last
have,
few and we have. Because when you told us, we were talking about something else in the other room, and then you pushed us into that room to tell us. I thought we're just continuing that discussion, and you're like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay.
Going home.
I do remember the words you said afterwards. Still make me laugh because you said straight after.
I'm married.
No.
I got a photo on my phone. I just shoved it in your face. I said, you know this woman, Carrie.
No, you said something so quickly like, the show will be fine. And then later you text me and you were like, I think I just went into a bit of shock.
No, I was. Because we were having a separate conversation about something a bit more trivial, kind of interesting, but a bit more trivial, and then being pushed by Carrie Bickmore into your own dressing room, and then the announcees, and I wasn't expecting it. And I may have said
something.
The show will be fine.
Well, I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Well, then you obviously spent time thinking about it, because we did also have a conversation. You mentioned to me that I brought up the fact that I'd been on the show for, 13 years. You've been on the show for, I think, nearly 10, and that we both have Oscar's a very similar age to Ollie. And I was saying to you, I wanted more time at night with him. And you were like, you know, you want the same thing with Oscar as well. And that had been playing on your mind as well.
It occurred to me that, Ollie and Oscar know each other and Ollie's a year older and you're making this choice, and I thought, yeah, maybe, because Oscar was three or so when I joined the project.
That's
and
crazy. Much,
you know, three or four. So I haven't had those experiences that I've had with Liam and Aiden, when I was working on Rove Live and other stuff, when I could kick the footy with them. Now, I don't think Oscar's coming home and kicking the footy with me every night after. I'm pretty sure that's probably not happening. And to be honest, it's not actually even the primary reason I am leaving. It is to create some space. There's some areas that I want to go in next year creatively that are completely new. I've done a lot of scripted stuff about marriage and dating and romance, and there's some stuff that's just a new venture, new frontier for me, and I have to learn a lot, and I have to be present. And
you've got the threesome to talk about, A whole new area to cover.
Yeah. Still on romance. We're back on romance. Yeah. Just when you thought you could get away, you get pushed in a cupboard.
I get a feeling I'm going to get pushed into another cupboard after the show, maybe on Wednesday night. Carrie showed me all these rules he's got for her.
Oh, my God,
these guidelines for her. No, she's got all these rules that you need her after party.
What does that mean?
X amount of shots.
Have you got rules for your after party? Everyone gets pushed into a cupboard at one point. Pete, we've got so much to talk to you about still, including your brand new project that is out now and something to do with Carrie's last show. Can you stick around?
I certainly can.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're still joined by Pete Hellier.
You've got your new book, Herman Crab.
Herman Crab, yep.
I haven't read this one yet.
It's your first picture book.
It's my first picture book, my debut picture book, which I gave you approximately four weeks ago, Carrie.
I haven't read your Fifi's books to my kids yet because I've been a bit busy. Fifi's book to Addie and she said, I don't want to read it. So I'm hoping you'll get a better response.
We'll start with this one, should we?
Yeah. 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 What's it about?
I basically wrote this in the pandemic and I was thinking about people connecting again and so Herman Crab, this may shock you, is a hermit crab.
Very good.
Yes, very good. Very good. And somebody comes into his life, his cousin Sandy Crab, who is a sand crab. Those two blank faces looking back at me.
I don't know my crabs well.
You've had crabs, haven't you?
I was going to say, have you got a Jenny crab for genital crabs?
That's in the sequel. That's raw shit. That's the black label edition.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
So
it's a kid's book, guys. Yeah, it's weird. Don't make it weird.
You're right. I forget sometimes I'm a children's author. Anyway, Herman Crab is, Sandy, his cousin, comes into his life and basically shows him about family and friendship. And it's okay to open yourself up to be with people and to connect with people. But it's also okay to have your own time as well.
And to be a bit of a hermit.
And to be a bit of a hermit when the time is right, but also to share your stuff and your life.
Oh, how beautiful.
Do you want me to ask? Do you want me to ask,
mate,
Pete?
You're in charge of this entire operation.
Not. You know I'm not.
And I don't mean the show. I mean the operation that you're wanting me to do next Wednesday night.
I know, but you insisted. You said, bring it up with Pete.
No,
Pete,
I just said,
before he got
no.
in here. Okay. Carrie's got this idea.
You two are both bringing off-air things on-air in this chat that are not appropriate.
Carrie's got this idea for her last show. I'm strongly encouraging it, but it's her idea.
It's not. It's not my idea.
Is this your segment? You've always wanted the twerk the news? Is that you're finally getting that segment up?
It's good. It could actually run in conjunction because it's Australia Pools Together, because Carrie has never played the game Pull My Finger. And so we thought for a fundraiser for Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer, we could set a tally, say $1 million, and if enough of Australia donates on the last show, it finishes with, even you could do it, pulling Carrie's finger and her farting live on air. Thoughts? Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
Wild Lead, be careful of Wild Lead. He asked me to pull his finger once. I pulled too hard. It was during Ramadan. I didn't know how it all worked. So that was an accident.
Sure.
What happens in Ramadan that makes it more precarious?
I don't know.
It's the dried fruit.
It's the dates. So,
well, dried fruit's problematic for me too. So.
I did. This is one of the things. Do you know that?
You both know. Dried apricots make me fart, guys.
So we load up on caffeine and dried apricots on Wednesday night.
Yes. And then we pull.
We pull.
Dommy is going to ask our boss next if he's okay with that. Okay. How do you think Chris Bendel's going to take that news?
I don't know. Is this on air?
Yep.
Okay, cool. This is an on-air conversation. I think he's going to love it.
Chris Bendel's going to love it?
Yeah, I think he'll love it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's your last show.
Especially
if you want to do it, He will do it.
If I wanted to do it, which I don't, even if I wanted to do it, I do not think I could get him on board.
You are desperate to do this.
But so we're pulling your finger.
Yes.
You're not pulling our finger.
No, you do that. Like, you fart all the time. This will be a once-off carry moment.
This is receiving donations instead of offering to pay. Can I say you're officially on board when I'm pitching the case
to
Bennett?
Of course, yeah.
Thank you. Pete Hellier's debut picture book, Herman Crab, is in stores now. Pete, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, bro.
Thanks, legends.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance. This Christmas, shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices at Chemist Warehouse.
Should have asked Pete what he wanted for Christmas.
Yes.
Whether he wanted some he probably doesn't want Marc Jacobs' Daisy Dream, does he?
He might.
Maybe he wants Calvin Klein Euphoria for Men. I could get that for him, 100 mils for just $39.99.
They've got a huge fragrance sale. It's in store. It's also online, so you don't even need to go in if you want to shop from the comfort of your own home, Bickers. Now, we've spoken to Pete. So the only person we need to track down next is the boss of the project and propose your idea.
This is not my idea. Don't rewrite history.
Next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And it is gathering momentum, Bickers, and you've got to be excited about it.
Just one extra person saying yes is not gathering momentum.
We just chatted to Pete Hellier of Project Fame, who announced he was leaving the show last night. And, of course, your final show is coming up on Wednesday, and we thought we'd better get the boss in to finally ask him the question. Chris Bendall, g'day, Chris.
Hello, Tommy. Hello, Carrie.
For those How do you feel about my final show coming up?
Well, my therapist is telling me that I'm going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And I just need to work through my emotions.
I've never seen you cry. Will we get you to... Cry. No.
Let's not be crazy, Carrie.
When's the last time you cried?
I think Beaches back in...
the movie.
That was really sad.
Honestly, nothing makes him cry. If you don't shed a tear on Wednesday night, that is my sole purpose Wednesday nights, to see you cry.
And he's on his eye drops.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The real strong illegal ones that make you cry. So, Ben, as you know, I have a lot of love for the project and I really want Carrie's last show to be epic.
As do we.
Yep. Yes.
Yep, I'm
so
on board.
So I think we can join forces.
Yep.
Because I've got an idea, and Pete just said he's on board with it.
Okay.
So that's one of the other big wigs that's on board.
Hellier
is on.
Yep.
Carrie has never played the game Pull My Finger, right? She's never had her finger pulled. She's never farted as a result of the mechanical action of having her finger pulled.
I don't reckon Chris Bendall ever has played Pull My Finger either. Have you?
I have not.
No,
I
was not.
Look, I've got to be honest, it's not really on my list of items that... I was thinking for Carrie's last day.
That's okay.
But
obviously you care a lot about Carrie.
So much.
And you care a lot about her foundation, right? Yes. Okay. So
this is where he gets you.
Sure.
This is the bit. Yeah.
So what will get the wallets opening more than telling Australia for the first time ever live on TV where you can pull Carrie Bickmore's finger to make her fart on cue because we're going to load her up with the right dietary requirements beforehand.
Oh, God.
If we raise $1 million for Carrie's Beanies for brain cancer.
Okay. I know. This is, I was a flat no too until the million came in and it makes things tricky. Yeah, well, I think that might be my prize, Bendall.
Look, I mean, I have always been very protective of what Carrie does on the show. I never wanted to hear her swear, all of that stuff.
Well, that went out the door the first year. Yeah.
Mate, you should see her on the radio show. It is out of control.
We actually had people ask me to stop swearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said there's too much swearing in the show, and I could put my hand on my heart and say it wasn't me.
For $1 million, Carrie, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I went to him before the show and said, come on and say no.
It's $1 million.
That's a lot of money.
It's $1 million.
Oh, my God, Bendall.
I'm sorry. You're selling me out.
And what are you doing?
And you're leaving anyway.
And also,
stopped caring, haven't you?
Well,
you don't care about my reputation anymore.
I mean, it's SCA's reputation.
Oh, my God.
This is the equivalent of don't let the door hit you in the ass as it farts on the way out.
Oh, my God. I honestly went out of meeting with him and said, is this million dollars real?
Is this $1 million real?
Because we'll raise it live throughout the show.
Okay.
Yes.
He wants to see if we can get to a million.
It's a telethon.
To be honest, I'm not 100% on board, so I need an out. None of this is happening. There's no paper being signed. Look, I think it sounds great. However, it may not happen.
Are you still scared of Carrie? Is that what's happened?
No, but I just kind of think, you know, there's some other things that we've got planned for that last few
None
minutes.
Of them are as good.
And I was a fart none, wasn't there. None wasn't what I had my, in
none
mind.
None of them are as good. None of them will get as much press as Carrie breaking wind live on air for $1 million.
But remember, we've got all that great material that records before and after the project when no one knows it's recording. So we're going to roll some of that stuff
are
out.
You?
Well, we could
are you?
We
my
could
heart
be.
Just skipped the biggest beat.
There's done.
A lot of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I'm saying here and now, if we got a million, I'd do it. But I don't want to spend the hour talking about it. That's the hard thing.
I know. That's the tough
thing. Do we have
thing.
To got, do every 10
so
minutes?
So none of you want to raise money?
No, I do. I just don't want to every 10 minutes go, guys, and remember to donate if you want to see me fart on
that.
National
I'll
TV.
I'll do that. I'll dress up in a brown suit. I'll be there side of.
So we do have, we're going to have like a separate space set up. So maybe like this, green room where we can put you in the fart cam.
Yes. That's a great, green room's great.
Yep.
Or the brown room, we'll call it.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope it's green.
At if least it's a brown room,
I've pulled a little too hard.
So we can set you up there. You can have your plans, and then if you think you're getting close
to a million,
you can. But hang on, you're not going to back this up with any. Are you going to set up a ticker on screen?
So the thing is, I'm worried that you're not going to be able to get this through. I'm worried that
through
this,
what you are the boss.
Bucks. No. It's the $1 million.
Like, yeah, there's a lot riding on $1 million. Have you raised $1 million before?
No, but you have.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, it's not me farting, mate.
No, I know, but I've done it through selling product.
You are. You know? You're selling memories and an experience.
So I'm getting a bit nervous.
I tell you what. Why don't we... Because you'll be involved in the last show, obviously. You know, we're definitely doing this.
Is that the only way?
No.
All right. So,
okay, watch this space. Is that how we're leaving this?
You can propose it and...
To who?
On live TV.
Yep. It's a great plan you've had. You can propose it, and then you can come back to us halfway, and if you're close, then we'll entertain it.
Okay.
We'll entertain it. So it's on you. So you need to meet
but
us halfway.
But do the people get the money back if they donate, and then we don't get close to the people get their money back? Because I don't.
What do you mean? You don't start then refunding if we don't get to the million. Oh, do you know how charity works?
No. If you can get to five.
Like, you didn't refund people when you didn't complete your swim.
No, but I went and swam again. You can come back a week later and fart again.
If you can get to $500,000 by 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
then we're on.
You know that's the lower rating half of the show.
Let's not get bogged down in ratings.
So you're in the green room.
You might actually finally see him cry.
Imagine if your fart is the thing that does it.
The whole studio's crying.
All right, Bendel. Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, boss.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and later on this afternoon, we are giving away a trip to 100% pure New Zealand, guys.
Ooh.
Cannot wait to get down to that beautiful part of the world.
Cannot wait. Across to it?
Across the ditch.
Yeah, across
the ditch. Across the
ditch. Up next, because I've got something very exciting to tell you. I have achieved something that is incredible.
I know what you've achieved.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
No, it's not that incredible. It would be incredible. Like, the way you got there was just enjoying yourself too much. Like, it wasn't like you did anything incredible.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying,
I don't know what.
What, are we meant to give you a round of applause?
Yes. I need support. Thank you, Annabelle.
Well, no one knows what the thing is we're about to talk
about.
You'll
find out next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. A bit later on, guys, we're going to catch up with Flume.
Yes, that's very exciting. But right now, I want to talk about my newest physical achievement because...
Clap him in, everybody.
A milestone, if you will.
Clap him in.
Because as you know, I love a physical challenge. Mm. Fantastic. And often I...
What have you done so far? You've run in Antarctica.
Marathon in Antarctica. Yes, tick that
Trained
off.
Trained to swim across the channel.
Yes, did that. Tick that off. Yep. And what... often happens after I do such a thing is I then don't do any physical activity for a while. Now,
you deserve a break.
Don't I?
Yeah,
yes, absolutely. And at the end of swimming does something interesting where it makes your frame a little bit wider, right?
But it also makes you, I remember you got the fittest you were when you were about to do your swim across the channel. Mm. You were feeling top of the world in your Speedos.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then I haven't swum since. I swam 500 metres the other day. That's the only swim I've done since. Mm. And it's been now a couple of months. And I'm... So, you know what happened to Jeff Hugel when he finished and how he just kept eating?
Oh, don't.
But what do you mean? Like,
don't bring Jeff into this.
Sorry. Okay. Then you know how sometimes elite swimmers, like myself, I was eating a lot because I was burning off a lot. Mm. Then when the swim finished,
I just kept eating.
And once again, get the applause ready because I have reached a milestone. This is the fattest I've ever been. Thank you.
I don't think it is.
It actually is.
I don't think it is.
Sorry.
You did come back. I remember you came back. Was it from London you came back
with
those
man titties?
No, that
was Japan. I came back with man titties. Yeah. And they have got the healthiest food in the world. And somehow.
But you don't have your man titties now, do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. Also, I've just got a bit of a belt around here. Oh,
you're starting to get that firm, like, beer belly that the oldies get.
I had this awful feeling the other day. I rubbed my stomach and I'm like, oh, no, I think I've got a hernia. And I'm like, that's my stomach.
That's a big hernia.
That's just where my stomach, yeah, on both sides and around the front.
And all the way around the side.
Yes. Yeah, I've just got some handles that I haven't had before. But, yes, officially tipping the scales at the heaviest I've ever been. So,
what, can we ask the number or does a man not spill on his...
You can't ask the number. But I believe I'll give you it over
my
running weight.
Do you have time to give us weight. The full list?
Hey?
Do you have time to give us the full number or is it a...
That's very hurtful. That is very
What's your
hurtful.
Running weight mean?
So like the when I'm doing a lot of running, I'm 16 kilos over that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Lot. I know. 16? Where have you put 16
And I know,
kilos?
It's, I know it's 16 because I remember saying on this show before I was 15. I had pegged as my heaviest.
Wow. And what do you do to celebrate a milestone such as this? Just order
have a
some
burger.
KFC.
Maybe.
But does it feel good, though, to
no,
just not have
feels
to...
No, it feels awful. I feel shocking.
Because there's a period, though, where it's...
so gross.
Okay. Oh, don't feel gross.
Well, too late.
You look good. You look fine.
You're on
fine.
Yeah, downgrade.
You don't
really
look fine,
so
do you?
How's your new boyfriend? He's fine. I can't wait to meet him.
So deflating.
That's the equivalent.
Fine.
That's the equivalent of going, oh, is he hot? He's lovely.
He's nice.
He's
yes.
lovely. Lovely. He's non-threatening and he's lovely. Yeah. Give us a call, 131060.
What are you asking for? Fatties to call up?
Pickers. How dare you?
Well, I thought it was like a fellow fatty join the club.
No, it's what's
Are you 16
your
16 above your mile.
No, it's what's your running weight. No, it's what's your milestone that you're not that proud of.
Oh, that's depressing.
No, because we'll clap you in. It can be athletic. Okay. It could be like Sonda who came eighth last in the point to pinnacle.
That's right. She'd love that. Yeah.
Yes. Give us a call, 131060. We're talking. Milestone.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. And on 131060, we're talking milestones.
Yes, I am.
Still makes me laugh that the song's called Born This Way. And I, for all of the time, that was a big hit. I said,
I was born to say hey.
I was born to say hey.
Well, you were just born that way, to say hey. How many times have you sung
it? That's the only way I sang it. I've never sung Born This Way.
We are celebrating milestones. I am the fattest I've ever been.
I am beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's just so,
Eli, the web guy, tried to say it was muscle just before
know,
in the song.
So sweet.
And he made me clutch my stomach with both hands and show him.
Yeah, you undid your bra and boobs fell
released
to the ground.
The hounds.
Isn't it a nice feeling, though, when you get home at the end of the day and you take your bra off? What a feeling.
The underwire was cutting into me. Like you wouldn't believe. But I do that thing.
Nice cleavage, though.
Thank you very much, babe. I do that thing, and I don't know if you do this when you take your bra off, but I do that thing where I spin it around to my front and then I undo the clip at my front.
I'm
to
not
take it
14.
Off. No, neither. Well, I am, because I've just started wearing a bra.
Sasha, what's your milestone?
I've gone out in solidarity with Tommy, and I am also the heaviest I've ever been.
Yes. What's the cause? Are you like me? Have you just started eating and given up exercise?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I just love chocolate. I just love eating. Yeah, it's good to eat.
It is a cheat.
Yeah. Right. And but also, sorry, muscle does weigh more than fat.
It does. Perhaps, are you muscly, Sasha?
Perhaps it is muscle and not fat.
I mean, if mine's muscle, it's a particularly soft form of it that's quite malleable, Sash. How
right.
I feel awful. How do you feel?
I feel absolutely horrible as well. Absolutely terrible. Yeah.
Well, Sasha,
we could some chocolate, be training Sasha, buddies. Make yourself feel better.
We could be training buddies. I'd love to work it off together. Let's do that.
Sounds like a plan. I've just finished a block curry.
Great. Give us some music. Get her up and about, Jessie. Yeah. Come on, something fun. Yeah. Go Sash.
Yeah. What's Sash meant to do on the other end of the phone?
What just enjoy life.
Oh, yeah. See you guys.
Good day, Sash. Thank you. Fat man scoop playing.
Jessie, oh, I get it.
You heartless bastard.
That was for you, Tommy.
G'day, David.
G'day, guys. Mine's not weight related.
Okay. But...
I don't know how many emails you got in your inbox, but unread, I've got 1,012.
Have a look at yours. Yours is the most stressful phone I've ever seen.
My emails only show up for a day on my phone, but my unread messages, David, if it makes you feel better.
Just your messages, not your
just
emails.
Just my text messages on my phone are sitting at 2,590.
Oh, my God.
And my missed calls... unreturned are sitting at 1,189.
Yeah, 1,008 of them are mine.
Stop calling. Good on you, David, though. Congratulations. Clap him in. Fantastic stuff.
Kylie, what's your milestone? Tommy's a fatty now. What's yours?
Well, I'm a fatty too, but mine's weight related on a different note. When I was in year eight, I entered a weightlifting competition for females my age, and I came first not only in my school but for the state. Yes. And when I found out how many other people I beat, I was gobsmacked. I was first out of one person. It was just me. So, yeah, I'm the best at doing what I do, and nobody else wanted to do it.
In the state, Kylie?
In the state, yeah. That was for South Australia. So,
did you get a real shock when you went to nationals and had to actually compete against other people?
Yeah, I didn't do so well.
Maybe that's what you could get into, Tommy.
What? Sumo?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
You don't need the suit. You got it.
They don't wear a fat suit, Gary.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon. And coming up very soon, guys, we're going to give away another trip to 100% pure New Zealand.
48 hours and we'll be on the ground in New Zealand.
Have you checked where your passport is?
That is a very... I think I would have actually forgotten to take it to the airport.
That's what I'm here for.
I feel like New Zealand... We shouldn't need passports for New Zealand. Whole nother conversation. Yeah. But I don't...
This is a good time to take that stance. See how it goes.
No, I will make sure. I'm just going to make a note. Have you packed?
No, of course not.
No, no. When will you do that?
Just before we leave.
Make sure you take more than one jumper. Remember when you came to London with one jumper?
Yeah. I do. I do.
To be fair on you, you arrived in summer.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have needed more than one jumper.
I forget jumpers all the time. Anyway, that is not important. Hey, this is exciting. Up next, we chat to one of the biggest DJs in the world because...
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I tell you what, there's no one better when it comes to making hits than Flume. He's responsible for all these bangers. I'm only
when you say it like that, and it all comes rushing back, rushing back.
And we could keep going with more and more of those, but he joins us now. Welcome to the show. G'day, Flume.
Hello, hello.
What an absolute treat to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm good. I'm just in Sydney at the moment, hanging out in my hotel, getting ready for the show in Melbourne in a couple of days.
Where is life based for you now?
Kind of all over the place, man. Mostly between Byron, Ballina, and LA at the moment. But yeah, Australia's
what a life.
My dog is here.
Your dog is here.
I have
here,
a very
right.
cute dog, and he lives in Byron, so Australia is home.
We were just listening to your tunes before, and I made the remark that I feel like they're
You said sex music.
Making out tunes. They got a certain beat to them. They got a certain vibe to them. Do you make out to your own tunes?
Absolutely not. I can't stand listening to my own music. It's cringeworthy. Kills me. If it ever comes on at a party, I get up. I'm like, change the song right now.
Does that mean, do you still have fun performing then?
Yeah, no, it's fun performing them. I'm kind of introverted. I don't know. I like to, there's so much good music out there, you know, like I've got 1,000 songs I want to show you before listening to my own, but yeah, so I do have fun playing it. It is satisfying seeing people.
What's your makeout music then?
Oh,
what do you listen
playlists.
To?
I got a couple. I'll send you a playlist.
Okay.
Spotify playlist.
Is it, are the playlists called something really deeply coded, like music to bang to or something?
It's sex one, sex two, and sex three.
Hey, I was reading about when you started, and I find this fascinating because we had Bliss and Esso on the project a few nights ago, and they were talking about how when they first started out, they were using cassette tapes, and on cassette, like one cassette machine, they'd have a beat playing, and then on the other cassette, they'd then bring in the lyrics and all of that stuff. And when I was reading about you, you started out composing music using a box of Nutri-Grain and CDs. Is that right?
There was a promotion going on where there was a CD in the Nutri-Grain box, and it was Andrew G's Music Maker. Andrew G. And there was like three different ones. There was like a dance one, a hip-hop one, and a rock one. And and I asked my dad, I was like, can I get the Nutri-Grain? He normally wouldn't allow it, but he was like, you know what? This seems pretty cool. I'm going to get the Nutri-Grain for the kid. And so then that was the first time I realized you could do music on a computer, and just kind of spiraled from there.
So what was your first kind of go at mixing stuff? How did you do it? How old were you?
I don't know. I was probably like 9 or 10 with the software, Andrew G thingy. And then I saw that you could like layer stuff. You know, you can do like the bass line and the drums. And I never thought about it in that way that you could even do that. And then I just went, you know, online as you do and downloaded all sorts of programs and got all sorts of viruses and, you know, on the home computer.
you know it's a long time ago because we're talking about Andrew G. And
the
artist
formerly known as.
Yes, that man doesn't even exist anymore.
Andrew G.
Yeah. I've been seeing you play a lot of sax recently. Is the sax something that is new, or have you always played and I'm just seeing you play it live a lot more?
I've always played it. I played that in school bands. So what, year three, what, it would have been like 8 or something. So that was, you know, that's the one instrument I can truly play. But
wow.
Once I discovered you could do music on the computer, I was like, this is stupid. You can only do one note at a time. Like, why would I want to do that when I could make the whole orchestra, you know? So I kind of just like ditched the sax as a teenager and went into like, you know, the computer world. But as I'm getting a bit older, I've kind of come back to it and I've been playing it and having some fun and kind of
Kenny G style.
Kenny G on, yeah. No, Guru Josh. Remember that thing?
Okay, we're looking for it in the system now. We're looking for it. We'll keep chatting to you, and Jess, our anger, is going to find Guru Josh. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that is.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is such a tune.
Your version sounded nothing like this, by the way.
No. See, that's why I get other people to do the thing.
Now, as you can hear, because this interview happened slightly earlier today, and what we've got coming up next with Flume is great because it's the first thing I wanted to talk to him about, and out of professionalism, I thought maybe I shouldn't bring it up first, and then I couldn't believe you accidentally bought it.
I stumbled into the forest, and wasn't it delightful?
Well, he did too.
Yeah,
anyway,
did.
We talk about that with Flume next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
And because earlier we caught up with one of the biggest DJs in the world, with Flume, and he's still...
Local boy,
made good on a world stage. And he had one very infamous moment.
And I'm going to say, honestly, I had no idea about this infamous moment.
I had heaps of idea, but yep. I can't believe you were the one that accidentally brought it up.
You've headlined Coachella, Lollapalooza, Splendor. Which was the best? Which was the most fun to be at from a festival point of view?
Definitely Splendor.
Is that because it's homegrown?
It's because it's homegrown. And, you know, I grew up going to that festival when I was 18. I went. But, yeah, it was, you know, very surreal. And also, like, I grew up with that festival. As in, the first year I played there, I played, like, the first person on one of the side stages. And the second time I played, I closed out, like, one of the tents. And then the third time I played, I, like, closed the main stage. So it was a real, like, sweet, you know, to see. Yeah, it was a real journey.
from afar, like Coachella, I've always wanted to go to Coachella, but the more I watch it, I'm worried it's all a bit of a wank. Is it a wank when you're there, or is it actually cool?
I mean, it is. It's the full spectrum, baby. It's Coachella. It's enormous, you know. Coachella is fun too, but there's some magic about Splendor. So yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite festivals in the world to play.
Have you ever gone to Burning Man?
Have I ever gone? Is this a trick question? I think it is. Have you ever gone to Burning Man?
No, I've been considering it, but I feel like there's a few other steps I'd need to take before getting to Burning Man.
Yeah, watch out.
Was that the infamous moment? Was that Burning Man? Where was that?
That was Burning Man, yeah.
Was it?
DJing in a giant mushroom, and someone held up a sign saying, does Flume even eat ass? And then my girlfriend at the time, and was like, what? And jumped up on the DJ booth and I just like smashed my face in a butt. And then that was my most Google moment in history. Now, if you look at the word Flume being Googled, first record, there was a bit of a spike. Second record, a bit more of a spike. And then Flume eating after Burning Man was just like 10 times more than anything, any other music I've ever done.
Well, I genuinely didn't know that happened at Burning Man, but something inside me. No, I genuinely didn't. Something inside me must have told me that was your iconic time.
That's my biggest moment. Yeah,
what I'm good.
Who's been the
Wait,
strangest?
Neither of you knew about that? That was just a...
Tommy did, but I obviously did. Oh, I had no idea it was there.
You still want to go to Burning Man?
As that's I said, I'm just going to eat before I get there.
With the iconic moment, who was the weirdest person? Like, did that come up at family Christmas?
Oh, it was awkward at family Christmas, I gotta say. yeah, it was a little awkward, but I feel like if they'd like spoken about it would have been not awkward, but it was kind of just like not really spoken about.
I feel like it was pretty widely applauded around the world though.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a bit of fun.
It's a lot for an introvert.
Yeah, it was. Well, I was kind of like, it was a surprise. I didn't really expect to get so much attention. But there you go. No one's safe, even at Burning Man.
Man, we've been so excited to have you on the show. Your Palaces World Tour is going around the country as we speak. Tickets are at frontiertouring.com. Flume, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Thanks so much for having me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are headed to Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you could come on a fully Sikh adventure with us.
New Zealand, when a trip you can come and you will see how far you go. Come join our show. We're on the way to a land fully Sikh with Carrie and Tommy, and we don't know how far we'll go.
Tommy's fully Sikh trip to New Zealand, Aotearoa.
If you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
One of the most beautiful parts of the world. And Kieran, you could be coming with us there.
I am very, very excited to hear that, guys. Oh. So, I'm amped.
Are you from the most beautiful part of the world, Kieran?
I was going to say, can you hear that slight twang in my voice? Yeah. Originally, I am, yes. So I know how amazing this trip would be.
Kieran, I wasn't sure if you were just getting really involved in the competition and chucking on an accent so you could show us how good we're going to fit in.
I mean, I'm willing to go to any length, so that could be possible. But no,
Where in New Zealand are you from, Kieran?
Originally from a little farming town, sort of not too far out of Auckland.
Oh, amazing. Well, we are headed there. Return flights for two. You can take whoever you want from Australia to New Zealand. Six nights of con there. We've got a big welcome party. So many amazing experiences to be had together. The trip's worth up to $15,000. All you've got to do is correctly guess the location we're giving you from the riddle, okay?
Okay.
So the riddle is Jesus in the house.
I would say Christchurch.
Hey, Kieran, I've heard if you win this trip that you are going to bring your wife, who has actually never been to New Zealand.
My partner, yes, who's never been to New Zealand.
Kieran, I've heard you are going to propose before then, just so my audio is correct.
You may have just dropped me in that there, but
maybe you could propose.
Put on an accent.
Maybe you could propose in New Zealand, Kieran.
Oh, God.
I mean, that would be incredible. So I hope that's on the cards.
Well, that's either you propose or no trip, Kieran. So that's the deal.
Imagine if we'd done all this questioning and then.
Kieran doesn't have a wife. He's got a male partner.
Oh, Kieran, you've got
it. That's right. Yeah. He can still propose to his male partner.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Kieran.
Put me out of my misery, guys. Am I proposing in New Zealand? Or?
Kieran, we have got almost every bit of information incorrect. The one thing that has been correct through this whole chat is your answer of Christchurch. You're coming to New Zealand.
Oh, my God.
And you can bring whatever guy, girl, whoever you want to come with you.
Whoever I want to propose to is more than fine. I am just beyond excited, guys. Oh, my God, I can't believe that.
We can't wait to see you there, Kieran. There.
And yeah, like I said, my partner's never been to New Zealand before. So, yeah, that's going to be incredible news. So thank you so much.
Kieran, you sound like you're a lot of fun. We were sorry that was so unprofessional, but we can't wait to meet you.
Do you guys contribute to the ring shopping before we go? Or like now that you've got me in it? Or?
Okay, let's see what we can do, Kieran.
Yeah,
let's talk.
All right. Just beyond excited to be there with you guys. So I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Maybe you can propose while bungee jumping, Kieran.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look, I'm putting on a fake Kiwi accent, proposing, but bungee jumping must come next, so I'm ready.
Well, I hope you rock up and you're like, hey, guys, how you going? Yeah.
Have you met me wife?
My Sheila.
You might not get let on the plane, yeah.
Kieran, thank you, brother. We'll see you there.
Thank you. See you guys there.
Bye.
From lush vineyards and wild coastlines to sky-piercing mountains and pristine glacial lakes, the Canterbury region is a haven for those seeking incredible scenery and adventure if you seek 100% pure New Zealand.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, Carrie and Tommy can go and sort their Christmas shopping. This Christmas, why not give a great gift from Chemist Warehouse? Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Christmas at Chemist Warehouse.